You're probably familiar with some of the basics of genetics. In your high school biology class, you may have gone over how dominant and recessive genes determine whether your eyes will be blue or brown. You're also probably well aware that you've inherited those genes from your parents. Plants also have genes that they've inherited. These genes determine how much a plant can produce, if it is vulnerable to certain diseases, how well it will grow, and much more. It's this sort of genetic variation that allows plant breeders to develop plants that are optimized for farmers and consumers alike. Just one disease can be devastating to a farmer's crop. A fungus like stem rust can bring a whole field of wheat to its knees. 3 weeks before harvest, a beautiful field of wheat can be reduced to crippled stems that hardly produce any grain. Historically, stem rust alone has caused severe wheat losses worldwide. Integrating genes that provide resistance to stem rust is crucial for crop production. Because stem rust is a species that is constantly evolving, it presents a unique challenge for plant breeders. Integrating genetic resistance against a disease that is continually mutating is an ongoing process as the pathogen changes. New wheat varieties are constantly being developed with rust-resistant genes, but as new races of stem rust appear, these crops often become vulnerable. Breeders must find a new source of genetic resistance as new races are encountered. But integrating genetic resistance is not always simple. There are many qualities determining the value of a variety to the market. Breeders have to balance these qualities as they develop new varieties of wheat. For instance, in 1910, the wheat variety Marquis became wildly popular because of its yield potential, its performance when ground into flour, and its protein content. But like so many other varieties, Marquis became vulnerable to a new race of stem rust. Plant breeders had to find a new source of genetic resistance. They found it in an exotic variety of wheat called Cota. But Cota didn't have great milling, bread-making, or agronomic qualities. In order to introduce Cota's strong genetic resistance into Marquis's genetic background, breeders crossed Cota with Marquis. From that cross, breeders selected a new variety of wheat which had inherited the traits they were looking for from both parents. Because there are so many important qualities that affect crop production and performance, plant breeders often have to make more than one cross to achieve the appropriate balance of genetic traits. There's an art to orchestrating and conducting these crosses to achieve the desired genetic combinations. This is the task of a plant breeder. A problem since the time of Aristotle, stem rust has been a serious and ongoing problem worldwide. In 1916, 1.6 million tons of wheat were destroyed in the United States and Canada. In 1935, 3.7 million tons of wheat were devastated in the U.S. alone. In 1946, India endured wheat losses of nearly 2 million tons. In 1951, Sweden's spring wheats lost 50% and 40% of Chile's crop were destroyed. In 1953, Canada, Mexico, and the U.S. lost 4.5 million tons collectively in 2 years. By 1957, another 2 years of stem rust had almost entirely wiped out the durum wheat crop in the U.S. However, the genetic resistance developed during this time had long-lasting effects. This resistance, combined with a time of slow evolution in stem rust, allowed plant breeders to focus on other problems. Until 1999, when a new race of stem rust surfaced. This race, discovered in Uganda, is called UG99. 90% of varieties used worldwide are vulnerable to UG99. Today, UG99 has mutated several times and is an even greater threat to global wheat production. Two of the most important genes contributing to rust resistance are vulnerable to these new races of stem rust. But breeders are confident that they can use genetic variation to develop new varieties that will resist the deadly new races of stem rust. The original UG99 has already spread to Kenya, Ethiopia, Sudan, Yemen, and Iran. Research suggests that it is likely to spread towards South Asia, Southern and Eastern Africa, the Central Asian Republics, the Caucasus, the Indian subcontinent, South America, Australia, and North America. Right now, breeders are at work developing genetic resistance and integrating that resistance into local varieties for growing areas around the world. With the discovery of UG99 and its mutations, the world has been reminded of the impact that a disease like stem rust can make on a global crop industry like wheat production. But like we saw, this isn't the first time that stem rust has threatened the wheat industry. With international collaboration amongst breeders and researchers, progress is being made as we speak, and new varieties are being developed with resistance to UG99 and its mutations. This is just one way that plant breeders are using genetic variation today. Plant breeders are always using genetic variation to improve crops of all kinds for farmers and consumers worldwide.